So a little bit of colder weather this week, finally getting some New England weather. You getting any of the guys pointers how to dress?
I mean, hey, they know. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, played in cold weather before, and, you know, and a lot of guys have been on this team, you know, and that's our advantage, you know, playing here in New England is, you know, we embrace the cold and we use it to our advantage and execute and play.
Have you gotten a good feel on what the expectations for this team are every year once they make it to the playoffs?
Oh, of course. I mean, you just being around fans, you know, they accept the only expectation is winning, and you know that's a level of, you know, what Bill set for us here. And you know, it's one thing when you're in the locker room and you have a level from your coach and you understand it as players, but when you step outside the locker room and your fans understand, you know, the level of performance that you have to play at week in and week out, and that's what they accept as, you know, a good accomplishment. So I mean, it's not so much the pressure, it's just the culture of being a Patriot, and you know, all the guys in the locker room know that, I know that, and you know, we're excited and ready to go for next week.
How much more important is this bye week for you personally, coming off injury?
I mean, you know, it's bye week's great. I mean, we earned it, so you know, you gotta, you know, rest up, you know, and do whatever extra stuff you need to do to get your body right and mentally focused. And, you know, when we find out, you know, who we're playing, study that much more and spend that extra time. Because, I mean, right now it's, you know, there's a lot of very, very good teams in the playoffs. Otherwise, you know, they wouldn't be here. So it comes down to little details and execution. That's the difference between wins and losses.
And what do you think is the, like, what's the ceiling for this defensive backfield now that Patrick's back, you're closer to 100%. Devin's getting there as well.
I don't want to, you know, set the bar for us at all. I mean, our performance will speak to for itself, but we all know we put the pressure on ourselves to step our game up. I mean, it's playoff football, so we know that we have to take our game to another level. I mean, you always believe that, you know, the preseason, it's there for, you know, guys, you know, to get back into the groove of things, and then, you know, you have the regular season where, you know, guys are playing their hearts out, but, you know, the postseason, it's a different level of football, and you got to turn it up to that notch, or otherwise you'll be home.
How much football are you going to be watching this weekend?
I'm a bit of a fan of the game, you know, so I'll definitely be watching a lot of it. I mean, I'm excited to watch, you know, the game just like everybody else's.
Is it more of a scouting kind of thing or watching it as a fan?
I mean, you know, work gets done when you're in the building and, you know, when you go home and do it. So, I mean, I'll just, you know, probably be sitting around with my family while enjoying the games and, you know, and when we find out who we're playing, you know, this weekend, you know, then I'll be in here, you know, studying extra hard. But
you're going to keep a bit closer of an eye on that Giants game with Victor Cruz playing?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, got to support my man. You know, he's had a phenomenal season, you know, playing lights out, you know, over 1,500 yards receiving. So, you know, I'm happy for him. I know he's going to have a great game this weekend. So, you know, best of luck to them, too.